Most of you would be familiar with NASA's bold plan to send astronauts to Mars. Preparations are well underway, but you may be surprised to learn WA has a significant role to play.
Scientists working on the two Mars rovers will explore the red dirt of the Pilbara before heading to space. They are heading towards Port Hedland, where they hope to learn how they'd use their equipment to search for life on Mars. And it is fitting that we talk about this during National Science Week. And welcome to the program a scientist for NASA's Mars 2020 rover mission, Mitch Schulte. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, firstly, can you just update us on the NASA's 2020 Mars? Where are you at and what will happen when you get up there?
Yeah, so we're currently building the rover. It's complete. All the instruments have been delivered. So it's ready to go. It's just starting to undergo what we call environmental testing. So they have to shake it and try and break it before they send it into space. So it's starting that process right now. But we are absolutely 100% on track to launch next July.
Next July. So that's wow. Not far away, is it?
It's not far away, no.
And when we're talking about the rover, we're talking about the vehicle that crawls over the surface and does experiments.
That's right, yeah. So the rover that we're sending this time is sort of a copy of the Curiosity rover, which is currently still roving around on Mars doing science. So the chassis is a copy of that rover, has all new instruments on it to really look for life in Mars's past.
The thing about NASA is that we find out years later that so many things that we take for granted were in fact things that were brought to us by NASA. So there must be some gear on here that we're going to see in our houses.
In our kitchens.
In 30 years' time. What are they? What are some of the new and exciting things that are making this Mars rover the best of ever?
Well, one of the things that we're interested in is, of course, trying to miniaturize our scientific instruments to send into the field. An example from the Curiosity rover is a miniaturized X-ray diffraction machine, which has now been patented, and they're using it to send into the field to look for things like counterfeit drugs in African countries and so forth. So, all kinds of great benefits.
That's fantastic. I think the CAT scan and all of those things, really, we have NASA in many ways to thank for that. So that's good that that's being used straight away. The chassis, obviously, you're happy with the chassis because you've used that up until now. And if she's still running around, then you know it's going to last. What are some of the other features of this new one?
So the new one is really designed, again, to look, to interrogate the rocks on Mars, to look for evidence that life might have left behind. Again, really long time ago when we think Mars was a little more Earth-like in terms of nicer surface temperatures and liquid water at the surface and things like that. Right now it's a dry, dusty desert, which is part of the reason I'm here in Western Australia.
You are heading up north.
Heading up north to show some of the scientists for two missions. So NASA is sending a rover in 2020. The European Space Agency is also sending a rover in 2020. So I associated with both of those missions, and so I wanted to get some of the scientists out here to really see what we're up against.
So going to the Pilbara, the red dirt, is that the closest thing we have to Mars? Is that to basically train your scientists and practice on this equipment to look for life?
So essentially what we're looking at is some of the oldest evidence on Earth that life existed. So it's 3.5 billion-year-old rocks. And so this is the kind of thing that we're going to be looking for on Mars. So I wanted to give the scientists an appreciation for how difficult it is to find evidence in really old rocks that life existed here on Earth, so that when we go to Mars, they have an appreciation for that. So.
Mitch Schulte is our guest this morning. And he's explaining that they're heading up to the Pilbara to sort of, because it's Mars-like really, and to do some experience there, training for the rover's arrival on Mars in about 10 months' time. It's launching.
And is it the fossils of stromatolites that you would be specifically looking
Look at?
Look at
you.
Hey, I read things.
Hey.
She's absolutely right, yeah.
My next job, NASA, here I come.
Get
I'm going up with them.
You're hired.
Yeah. But, yeah, just on that. So you're looking for fossils of stromatolites.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the nature of the microfossils we see in the Pilbara. And so, again, just by analogy, we're hoping to find similar kinds of features on Mars. Maybe not exactly the same thing, but it's good training because, again, this is some of the oldest evidence on Earth of the rock record of life early in its history. So this is what we're looking for on Mars. So it's a great analogy.
Is it just a test run, or are you going to be actually taking data and studying it, you know, of the Pilbara? Because I'm thinking this might be a win-win, in that we might find out something about our Northwest that we didn't know before.
So there are plenty of scientists studying the Pilbara already. So lots of papers written about it. So we're there. But this, again, is to sort of give the people who are trying to do this from 200 million miles away an understanding that even when we can go back and look at these things time and time again, you know, it's difficult to do, and it's really difficult to interpret the environments that these rocks formed in and that kind of thing.
And are you needing to penetrate the rocks in the ground, or how do you do it?
Well, so for the Mars missions, we're actually going to be taking drill cores, but they're only going to go down, you know, several centimeters. What we're currently working on is working on plans to bring samples back from Mars so that we can study them in much more detail here in laboratories on the Earth. So the ExoMars rover actually has a drill that will go 2 meters, but it's not planning to collect any samples. It will analyze those all on Mars.
How far away then is it? Will people get to Mars? I mean, that's the next frontier. Where are you at with that?
So we've been actually asked to go back to the moon first to sort of, you know, use that as a staging ground to demonstrate the technologies for going back into deep space, which we've not done since the Apollo missions back in the 70s. So we've been directed to go back to the moon. And then we'll use that as a stepping stone to go farther out to Mars. Mm. So it'll be a little while.
So you said 10 years, 20 years? What are you thinking?
Yeah,
what are the time frames?
20, 30 years, yeah.
Right,
so we're trying to get back to the moon within the next 5 years, which is what we've been directed to do. So we'll see how that goes and then use that again as a way to go farther.
And is it true? You always hear, and, you know, when Elon Musk talks about, you know, his private SpaceX commercial flights to Mars, is it true that, A, do you think that that could actually really happen? And B, I hear time and time again, oh, but if you go there, you won't be able to come back. Mm-hmm. Why not?
Well, that's one of Elon Musk's ideas, that it's a one-way trip. I cannot speak for SpaceX. I can only speak really for NASA. But we have the technology to be able to go there. And NASA, of course, would be committed to bringing the people back. We're not intending to send anybody on a one-way trip. And again, I can't speak for Elon Musk, but His rockets have been great, and he's really shown that he can deliver on that technology to send stuff into space. So I think it's entirely possible. Just like with NASA, he has a lot of work to do in order to be able to do it.
So he's a competitor in some ways, and he's a maverick, but do you take off your NASA uniform and sit at home and watch on the computer what he does?
Of course.
Take notes. There'll be a clue somewhere.
He lands that baby on a dime. I mean, it's remarkable.
Fascinating technology, and all credit to him for doing that. And, you know, we're actually paying him a lot of money to launch stuff for us as well. So, and I think personally that it's been really good, the competition that he's injected into the whole thing. It's driven the cost of launch vehicles down, so that benefits us because it's cheaper to buy rockets to send our missions. So it's all good.
Who's directing you to the moon rather than Mars?
The administration. So we're part of what we call the executive branch. So we take our direction from the presidential administration. Yeah. And it's always interesting because we get our direction from the president, but we get our money from Congress. So we're often sort of at odds with what we're supposed to do. But
do you follow the president on Twitter?
I do not.
Really?
No, I don't do Twitter.
He's too busy organizing Mars.
Why?
He hasn't got time to go on Twitter. He's got bigger fish to fry.
I'm extremely impressed by that, though. Why aren't you on social media?
So it sort of developed after I really started doing things, and I just never really got into it.
So. Yeah.
As you've said, I have too many other things.
Yeah, yeah. I think what you do is fascinating. It's mind-boggling, the possibilities. Good luck. You'll enjoy the Pilbara. It's a fantastic part of the world.
Yeah, nice.
I've been up there a couple times, actually. And that's how I know to appreciate it for what it is. So
yeah, I hope you find some stromatolite fossils.
Yeah, I had this idea to bring the mission teams up there so they can really see what we're talking about.
You'll know. I mean, I'm not encouraging you to drink, but take a, we call it a six pack. Do you call it a six pack? Yeah, wherever you go, take a six pack. That's
right.
Kind of the neighborly thing to do, Mitch, yeah. If you want to get on with people.
Nice and hot and dusty and dry.
Good luck. And we will watch with interest when you launch your rovers next year.
Fantastic. Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much for coming. Mitch Schulte has been with us this morning.
The program scientist of NASA's Mars 2020 rover mission. It is amazing.
It's exciting, isn't it? It's one of those jobs when you're a kid, you know, you want to be a fireman or an astronaut.
My daughter did mention the other day.
I'm a fireman, I'm going to get killed by my wife.
My daughter did say the other day, I'd like to be an astronaut.
Non-gender specific way of saying
what?
Fireman.
A firefighter.
Firefighter, thank you.